Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, who has something I'd like for you to listen to. And I want you to listen real closely. Real close now.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you.
Minnie Riperton singing Loving You, one of the people who was very instrumental in encouraging her to pursue her singing profession was her husband, whom she loved dearly.
No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring.
Can you imagine that? Feeling colors.
With me while we grow old and we will live each day in springtime.
I want you to pay attention particularly, though, to all the various sounds, all the different sounds, the different sounds you hear in this song. Listen closely to them.
It's filled with love and you. Love and you. I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you. No one else can make me feel the colors that you bring. Stay with me while we grow old and we will live each day in springtime. 'Cause loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. And every day of my life is filled with love and you. Loving you, I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What did you hear in there? Did you notice anything particularly significant about that sound, about that song? What sounds did you hear? Definitely heard the birds chirping, right? That was, oh wow, that's one of the things that makes that song so beautiful. Birds just chirping throughout. Then they put you in the mood of spring.
Loving you is easy.
All right, we also hear the acoustic guitar.
Love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you.
Don't you also hear the sweet sound of the keyboards in there, almost in the background?
And everything that I do is out of loving you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it.
No one else.
The beautiful voice of that awesome songstress, Minnie Riperton. The chirping of the birds, I imagine either recorded live or mimicked using a keyboard or synthesizer. The acoustic guitar, keyboard, that's it. The birds, the singer, the acoustic guitar, the keyboards. That's all that's in that song.
I see your soul come shining through, and every time that we, I'm more in love with you.
The song flows, it flows so beautifully and so completely. No bass guitar, no drums, no violins, just guitar, keyboard, the birds, the singer.
Stay with me while we grow old, and we will live each day in springtime. 'Cause loving you is easy, 'cause you're beautiful, and every day of my life is filled with loving you. Loving you, I see your soul come shining through, and every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
Plan to feature Miss Ripperton next week for this weekend song. So be ready, be ready, be ready. Next week, this weekend song will feature Minnie Ripperton. Well, we normally do things like this. Our normal weekly lineup is Wednesdays. We do a rebroadcast of 1 hour of Sunday's programming. And that's because, you know, I have quite a few members of the listening community who prefer to listen to the program by way of radio. And that's cool. Not a problem at all. They prefer to listen by radio. So you have a situation wherein, you know, during the time that I'm doing some of my Sunday broadcasting, people are in church, or maybe right after church is over, heading out to eat. Got to do something for the belly. And so very often people are not able to hear the Sunday broadcast because there's so much going on, but they want to hear what was discussed. And so I'll usually run that 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast, just one of the 2 hours, on Wednesday, usually on Wednesday. This week, though, I ran the broadcast on Tuesday. So I'm broadcasting live today. And I want to tell you about another change for tomorrow. Normally, part of the weekly lineup, we normally feature Into the Future. And we take a look at various aspects of the future. Very often it has to do with technology, but not always. Sometimes, you know, we look at what might be taking place with regards to health matters. Sometimes, as we have been doing the last few weeks, we take a look at what may be happening on the political and social scene. And so that's what we'll be doing this week. We'll be taking a look again, conclude our discussion of where we may be headed at the time at which our millennials and Generation Z will be leading the nation. However, we will not take that look into the future tomorrow, Thursday. Instead, we'll take that look into the future today, because tomorrow I have two guests I'd like for you to hear from. One of them will be Captain Dave Marciano. I know we have a lot of fishers out there. Fishers, people who fish. Some of you go for the small bass, some for the mackerels. You have different fish that you like to go for. Some of you at a pond, some of you prefer to go to a lake. Some of you will actually do some deep sea fishing. Well, Captain Dave Marciano has been featured on National Geographic's Wicked Tuna. That's the name of the show, Wicked Tuna, where you have quite a few people competing for the big bucks, trying to catch the biggest tuna. And as you can imagine, the tuna don't be feeling it. And so they don't really cooperate, understandably, with the folks who are doing the fishing. And they can be kind of aggressive at times. And then, of course, you got the waters that may not cooperate with the captain, his crew, and the boat. It can get rough out there. Captain Dave Marciano is going to join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock to talk about his adventures in competing to catch the biggest tuna, as recorded on National Geographic. He'll be with us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Then at 1:30, Laura Colbert is going to help us with health matters as she talks about Georgia's Medicaid waiver program. We know that President Obama did an outstanding job working with the Democrats, who were in the majority at the time, first 2 years of his first term, at giving the nation what truly has turned out to be a great gift. It is one that Republicans, Independents, and Democrats who have benefited from the Affordable Care Act have come to love, because it benefits them. We had millions upon millions of people who were opposed to it because it was being presented to America by a black Democratic president. They did not want that to happen. And so there were millions of people who had been convinced, persuaded to be totally opposed to the Affordable Care Act. Well, one of the things we've discovered is that there were many benefits to it beyond the health benefits for the recipients of the care, the coverage. One of those many other benefits is that the states, where the state legislators agreed to expand Medicaid, have benefited economically. And it's been documented, a well-documented fact, that the state legislators who chose to expand Medicaid in their states have done their states a great service. Well, in Georgia, the Republicans, who are in the majority, have maintained their position that they will not be expanding Medicaid in the Peach State in Georgia. And that includes our current governor, newly elected governor, Brian Kemp, who has made it very clear he will not be expanding Medicaid in Georgia. However, he has opted for a Medicaid waiver program. Laura Colbert, who's with Georgians for a Healthy Future, will be joining us to talk about the pros and the cons of the Medicaid waiver program. The cons and the pros, the strengths and the weaknesses of the Medicaid waiver program, particularly in regards to comparing it to Medicaid expansion. She'll be with us Thursday, tomorrow at 1:30. So, Captain Dave Marciano will be speaking with me at 1 o'clock. Laura Colbert will be speaking with me at 1:30. So I'll be speaking with both of them. Great entertainment if you are ready for getting some info about what's happening in the waters, the rough waters, the banks. And then you want to find out, basically, you could say we're is definitely health matters, but we'll also be taking a bit of a look into the future to see what's in store for the Peach State. Now that a Medicaid waiver program is being put into play, I'm planning to speak with Mark Pilkington on Friday, Power Friday. He's going to discuss with us Retail Therapy. That's the name of his book, Retail Therapy. He is a former CEO, retail industry expert, and he's going to be talking about the woes, the current woes for the retail industry, what they're going through that is really just kind of shaking the retail industry. But he's also going to talk about possible fixes, what can be done to strengthen and help the retail industry recover. Should we expect more stores to be closing down in the next 15 years, 8 years? Will online retail just completely take over the retail industry? Those are the kinds of questions we'll be entertaining on Power Friday this week. And we'll also talk on Power Friday more about fibromyalgia. We had a conversation about that this Monday, where we talked about how people might calm fibromyalgia. We're going to focus on moving to help with fibromyalgia this Friday. And so if you want to know more about what else is on tap for this week, go to speakingwith.com. Simply click on the link that is labeled this week's guests and topics. And please remember, for those of you who really, really, really like the technology, you prefer to hear it online, have no fear. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on this, click on listen online at your convenience. And that's what it's called. All of that. Listen online at your convenience. For short, listen online. And you really can listen at your convenience. Once the programs are on air, you know, once they've been published to my website, speakingwith.com, you can go there and listen wherever, whenever. So, that said, where are we headed? Where might we be headed as Pew Research lets us know about some of the thoughts, current thoughts, some of the current thinking, some of the current positions taken by our younger people, particularly millennials and members of Generation Z? I'm saying current thinking and their current positions, because as I've mentioned before, we're talking about, you know, particularly when we're talking about Generation Z, age group 13 to 21. So they have plenty of time to change their thinking about various subjects, to change their positions on a number of topics. And so, you know, there's still this whole issue of them being persuaded to think another way by other folks. And hey, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people who believe in proselytizing. They believe in influencing. And so we'll just have to see where the members of Generation Z and the millennials are 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 38 years from now, and see what kinds of impact they will be having on the nation. But for now, let's take a look at what their views are now. See if that might give us some clues as to how these younger people may lead us down the road. According to a recent Pew Research Center report, Generation Z is the most racially and ethnically diverse generation that this country has seen. But it's not all that's driving the attitudes of this generation when it comes to issues surrounding race and diversity. There are significant, if more modest, generational differences on these issues, even among non-Hispanic whites. Roughly a third of the members of Generation Z know someone who uses gender-neutral pronouns. Ladies and gentlemen, how's that impacting you? This whole issue where we are with regards to gender sexual orientation. Gender-neutral pronouns. Yes, gender-neutral pronouns. We have transgender. We have lesbian. Gay. I usually just refer to lesbians and gays as homosexuals. And so I just use the one term to bring both of them into the discussion. Homosexuals, bisexuals, and of course, we still have heterosexuals. Where might the young people be leading the nation in decades to come with regards to sexual orientation issues? Let's delve into that in just a few minutes.